Moving to new projects for 2012, item O, 2012 Knights of Columbus Annual Kids Fishing Day, Greg Brown.
Good evening. My name is Greg Brown, and I'm hoping that I'll be here every year hereafter, basically asking for your support. The Knights of Columbus Council in Virginia Beach, this will be the 25th year that they've taken 200 kids from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Southeast Virginia and take them out to the Lynn Haven Fishing Pier for a morning fishing. What the other presenters have not presented here, obviously the kids learn a lot about our marine environment, but I have about 80 adult volunteers. Of those 80 adult volunteers, 25% are knights. The others are just people from the community that I managed to shanghai into a morning of volunteering. I would say that probably a third of those folks have never fished. We pair up the adults with somebody like me who has fished, and for the past 2 years, my partners have both never fished. So in addition to exposing the kids to this environment, there's adults also learning from it. Basically what I'm asking for your support, like the other projects, I'd like to be able to give them a rod and reel, give them a shirt, and give them a hot dog as we introduce them to fishing. Any questions?
Gourmet hot dogs, huh? Gourmet hot dogs.
Nathan's. I went and priced it myself. Last year's event, 200 kids. This year's event, 200 kids. 1 August is the date, and everything was done trying to get donations for the Boys and Girls Club. We had the food bank donate the money, or donate the food. And Lynn Haven Fishing Pier is where we do it.
How was your tournament funded before? This is the first time that you've come to this board for funding, but you've had it for 25 years.
Basically, my Knights of Columbus Council, I'll be requesting $500 from them again this year. And I went and put over 1,000 miles driving to every single fishing store in the Tidewater area for the last one, just basically trying to get donations. Fortunately, over the course of years, we've managed to accumulate slightly over 200 fishing poles and rods that are got some age on them, and we've been doing it on a shoestring. When somebody told me, hey, there's a source of funding out there, you can expand your program, and here I am, and hopefully if you'll approve this, I'll be back again next year.
George. Ed, please.
Mr. Brown, you got a schedule for the 1st of August.
Right. When I did it, I didn't know how the system worked, and this was done prior to the 11 event. Said, here's the paperwork, and then you apparently it shifted from a 6-month cycle to a 1-year cycle. And so probably if it goes the way it was explained to me, 2013 would be the first time I'd see money, unless I can get into this expedited program.
Yeah. Are you requesting expedited funding?
If I'm allowed, I don't know what the rules are. It's my first time here. But if I can get expedited funding and use this for the upcoming 1 August event, that'd be fantastic.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like
to. How will you fund the 2012 if you don't get expedited funding?
We'll use the old polls, and I'll go out begging and borrowing and get council money and whatever people donate.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to.
It's been going for 25 years. It's going to keep on going.
May I make a motion, sir?
Mr. Rhodes?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we categorize item O into the expedited funding stream, and after public comment, that we approve this request.
I second.
Any public comment from members of the audience? Hearing none, we have a motion on the floor and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
200 kids are going, yes!
Yes.